The atmosphere, incredible. The excitement, unimaginable. The emotions, swinging with every bump, set, and spike.
And it'll be Katie Plotkin to do it. 15-14 Vikings. The serve across to Young. Above the net, Joust picked up, saved by Northwest. They play on. Davidson sets to the outside. Here's the attack. Blocked! The Northwest is your state champ!
Nebraska State Volleyball Tournament action is on the air.
St. Cecilia right side attack. Dumped out of good by Carly Wright. And St. Cecilia will take game number two.
Let's take you live to Grand Island for the call of today's game.
And a good morning, everyone. Welcome to Grand Island Northwest as we get ready for the first match in Class C2 in the 2013 State High School Volleyball Tournament. And we welcome you here on KHAS AM 1230. We've got Hastings St. Cecilia, the number two seeded team in this year's state tournament in Class C2, 25-8 on the year. And they're taking on Lutheran High Northeast. And they come in with a record of 23-9, and they're seeded number seven. Talking to the coaches beforehand, this sounds like it's going to be a very good match. Both these teams have played some tough opponents throughout the year. And talking with Coach Alan Vancura of Hastings St. Cecilia, I said, well, what do you know about this Lutheran High Northeast team? He said, they're very tough, and they are. They're 23-9, as I said. Kathy Gebhardt's their head coach, and they come in. And they've only had two common opponents throughout the year, and that was both teams played Ord. St. Cecilia defeated them 2-0, and Lutheran High lost to Ord in 3 sets, 1-2. So that common opponent, you would say that St. Cecilia definitely had the advantage in that one. And the other common opponent that the two teams faced was Concordia. And when the St. Cecilia played Concordia, they won 2-0. And Lutheran High, when they took on Concordia, they won 3-2. So you would think maybe in the common opponent area, St. Cecilia might have a little bit of an edge. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll check out the starters that are expected to begin this 2013 journey together, as the team here is teams here will be playing again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High. The winners in the semifinals, of course, the losers in day one, will call their tournament appearance, and that'll wrap it up for them. And if they go on to the semis, they get into the third place game on Saturday. We'll come back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Volleyball Action on AM 1230 KHAS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to State Volleyball Tournament here in the Grand Island Northwest, one of the sites that hosts the first round. As we take a look at all the 9 o'clock games here in Class A, it'll be at the Heartland Event Center. Millard West and Grand Island take on each other this morning. And then in Class B, it's Grand Island Northwest against Beatrice, and that's at Grand Island Senior High. Class C1, they don't start till 2 o'clock this afternoon. And, of course, we're the first game here in Class C2. D1 also starts this afternoon at 2 o'clock, and D2 will begin this morning at 9 a.m. as Layton, the number 7 seed, takes on number 2 Giltner, and that's at Grand Island Central Catholic, where you will, of course, have games throughout the day. I know that coming up that the other teams in the area, as you know, will be playing throughout the day. Axtell will be playing tonight at Grand Island Central Catholic against number 3 Howells Dodge. That one at 8:30 tonight in the first round game in Class D1. Let's take a look at Class C2. We got the game here this morning, 2 between St. Cecilia and Lutheran High Northeast. Palmyra faces Crofton in the 11 o'clock game. Freeman, the number one seed, takes on Ord at 2 o'clock and at 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's Humboldt, Lindsay Holy family, and Guardian Angels Central Catholic taking on each other at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So those are the first round games here in this year's field of the 2013 Class C2. Take a look at these two teams. For your St. Cecilia Bluehawks, or the Hawkettes, you might say, they're 25-8, as I said. Alan Van Cura is their head coach. This is their 19th appearance in the state tournament. They were here last year in 2012. They last won a state championship in 1990 in Class C2, and they were runner-ups the last time in Class C2 in 1988. And so Lutheran High, their head coach is Greg Rasky, their head coach is Kathy Gebhardt. This is their sixth tournament appearance. They were here last year, 2012. They were state champions in 2010, 2011, and they were runner-up last year at 2012. Here's the starters for St. Cecilia. They will go, their libero is Chandra Farmer. She's a sophomore, 5'2 sophomore. And then number two is Claire Hamburger. She's a junior. She's a 5'8 junior. And she is the center. Paige Kosler, she's a senior, 5'5 senior. And Carly Wright, she is a 5'7 junior. Lil Sheehy, she's an outside hitter, 5'7 sophomore. Josie Prevett, she's a middle hitter, 5'8 junior. Lucy Skoke, she's a freshman, 5'10 middle hitter. And Morgan Nicola, she's a outside hitter, 5'10 senior. Those will be the young ladies that we will be seeing on the floor for Hastings St. Cecilia. For Lutheran High Northeast, again, they will go with Ariana Rafke. She's a right hitter junior, 5'7 junior. Megan Gebhardt, a 5'9 senior. She's the center. And then Morgan Sunderman, the middle hitter, 5'10 senior. Olivia Spence, she's a freshman. She's a center, 5'6. You might see her in there. Morgan Euler, she's an outside hitter senior, 5'10. Gina Blackman, a sophomore, 5'8 sophomore. And then the libero, Samantha Wolf, she's a sophomore and she's 5'7. So those are the young ladies we'll see on the floor for Lutheran High Northeast, 23-9. The Eagles, the Hawkettes and the Eagles will be our first match here today in Class C2 here at Grand Island Northwest. Great crowd on hand here this morning for this opening game. Again, 23-9, Lutheran High Northeast lost to Stanton in the district championship, still made the state tournament. That was their last game. Before that, they came in on a six-game winning streak. For the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, they're on a four-game winning streak coming in after they beat Twin River, Donovan Trumbull, Blue Hill, and Sutton as they made their way right in here into the state tournament. Teams are being introduced. Officials are being introduced. And teams are on the floor. And now we'll take a timeout and we'll return to the state volleyball tournament right after this on AM 1230 KHAS.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers congratulations to the St. Cecilia volleyball team on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all the area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. Located at 207 South Burlington, call us at 402-462-8824. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, providing you with the assistance and knowledge you need for a speedy recovery. Go Hawkettes!
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're ready to go for the first set of this state volleyball tournament here in Class C2. Glenn, you're joining us here for this morning's first round game as St. Cecilia. We're looking at the court north to south, and we're on the north end, and the St. Cecilia right down below us in their blue and black. And on the other end of the court, in their black and white and purple numbers, are Lutheran High Northeast. So we're all set to go. Thanks for joining us here for first round Class C2 state volleyball tournament action. Serving first, it looks like it will be the Hawkettes to St. Cecilia. Right down below us. And it looks like that serving down there will be Claire Hamburger. Almost have to stand on the rail to see who's below me there. So up front will be Wright and Sheehy. And Prevett in the middle for St. Cecilia. Back row will be Hamburger, Nicola, and the libero, Farmer. And they will serve first. Here we go. C2, state volleyball action. And we're underway. What's going on here? Oh, volleyball is kind of flat. Well, that's not going to help out very much. Well, you got an issue right off the bat with volleyballs. So... we'll have to find a good volleyball to use. So, we got all flat volleyballs. Well, that puts a stop to things right away. So, we're going to go put some air in some volleyballs. And then we'll be able to start. I've done volleyball for many, many, many years. I've never had one. Never had a match stop because there was no air in the volleyball. when they rolled it over to the team and Hamburger was getting ready to serve, the official gave her the go-ahead, and she looked at him, and then he asked what's wrong, and she says, there's no air in this thing. It's not going to go very far if I hit it. So there's a little stop of the action here while we put some air in the volleyball. Well, that's a first for me in 30-some years. But you know what? That's just one of the things that can happen here, I guess, at state volleyball. So the officials are going to say, let's wait a few minutes. Let's take a quick 30-second timeout, and we'll be right back after this. State volleyball action on KHAS AM 1230.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Class C2, first round state volleyball action at Grand Island Northwest. We had the most unusual way to start a state volleyball match in all my years. There was no air in the volleyball. So they had four of them over on the side. They had the one that they threw into play, the one on the scorer's table. They had two in a bag near one of the workers here, and they were... Well, there wasn't one of them that was quite ready for play. Let's just put it that way. So that's what we're waiting for. We're expecting one to come running around the corner here any moment now. with a volleyball that will be able to be used here at Grand Island Northwest for state volleyball action. All right, let's take a look at some of the other games going on this morning. As we mentioned in Class A, Millard West is taking on Grand Island right now. Class B, Grand Island Northwest is facing Beatrice this morning. And then in the other morning game besides this one here in Class C2, it's Class D2 at Grand Island Central Catholic. That's Layton and Giltner. The rest of Class A, Millard North and Papillion-La Vista play at 11, Omaha Marion and Lincoln Southwest at 2, Lincoln North Star and Lincoln Southeast at 4 o'clock. All those games at Heartland. Class B, Northwest and Beatrice going on right now. Then they have Waverly and Norris playing at 11, Lincoln Pius at 10th, and Elkhorn South at 6:30, and Aurora and Omaha Scott Catholic at 8:30. All those games are at Heartland. Class C1, Ogallala faces Wayne at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and then Shadron takes on Kearney Catholic at 4. These are all at Grand Island Senior High. Columbus SCOTUS plays Syracuse at 6:30, and Minden will play Wahoo at 8:30 tonight. Class C2 action, all these games right here at Grand Island Northwest. It is, of course, our game, which will start as soon as we get some volleyballs. And then Palmyra plays Crofton in the game next up. Freeman against Ord at 2 o'clock, and Humboldt Lindsay Holy Family against Guardian Angels. That's coming up this afternoon. That's Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family, excuse me. Get that one right. Humphrey, there we go. Lindsay Holy Family and Guardian Angels play at 4 o'clock this afternoon. All right, we got a volleyball that's got air in it, so we're going to play some volleyball now here in the Class C2 State High School Volleyball Tournament. Hamburger back to serve here in game number one, and it is almost an ace serve. It's dugout, set from behind. Kill is too wide by Morgan Euler, and it's 1-0 St. Cecilia here in game one. Hamburger drops deep back again. Here's her jump serve taken by the libero in the back, and that is Farmer. That is Wolf. Set up now the St. Cecilia Hawkettes on the attack. Set over by Previtt. And then killed over by Morgan Sunderman, the senior for the Eagles. We're tied at one here in game one. And back to serve now for the first time will be Morgan Euler for Lutheran High Northeast. She sets one over, and it is mishit by Sheehy, but it's dug out and nicely put right back over by the Hawkettes. Now the short tip, and it's tipped over the net and down by Morgan Sunderman. That's her second kill already here in game number one, and it's 2-1 Lutheran High Northeast. And again, serving is Euler. It's dug out by Sheehy. Set up. Hit across the net by Nicola. Now again, put right back over by the Eagles. Here's a swing hit over on the right side. We got a net call on Lutheran High, and it'll be point Hawkettes, and we're tied at two here in game number one. With the serve is Sheehy. She puts it way over to the back, set up high. Here's the kill across and in the back line. Nicely done by Kelsey Sunderman, the senior. Outside hitter over on the far side. Back to serve now for Lutheran High will be Hannah Knapp. She's a senior. Jump serve right in the net, and it's 3-3 here in game one. So we've seen some service errors. Lucy Skoke, the freshman, comes in now for the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. Service. There's a kill, but blocked at the net. Nice block by Morgan Nicola, the senior. She timed that one right, and she blocked Sunderman, Morgan Sunderman's kill attempt. She had two in a row before that one. 4-3 now. St. Cecilia on top. Here's a jump serve. Set up behind the back again, and that time Sunderman gets it down. She's got a great vertical jump. Just powdered that one onto the floor. We're tied at four. In to serve now for the Eagles of Lutheran High is Sarah Meyer. She's a sophomore. She floats one over, taken by Farmer, set up near side. Shot across the net, nicely hit there by Nicola. She's going to try it one more time, off the top of the net, and she gets it down this time. The first one was put right back over by the Eagles. The second one, she gets into the back line, and it's 5-4. St. Cecilia up by one. Way back here, deep to serve, is Kosler, and she puts it in the net for St. Cecilia. We're tied at 5 in game one. And back to serve now will be Madison Spence for Lutheran High Northeast. She's going to jump serve it, taken by Nicola. They're going to set it up for her, and she puts it down. Another kill for Morgan Nicola, the senior. She's gotten into the groove here on the left side as we look at it. And now it's 6-5, and she's back to serve now for St. Cecilia. Jumps her right over the middle. It's passed to Kosler, and it's tipped over almost. Yeah, St. Cecilia just barely got to it in the middle of the four. That tip caught them off guard, and they got it right into the net. So it's 6-6 again. This game has just been point trading back and forth. And back to serve now is Ariana Rathke for Lutheran Northeast. Stanken by Farmer. Back row. Lutheran High on the attack. Nice shot from the back row by Scope. Dugout. Now again, St. Cecilia on the attack. Free balled over. Northeast now. And it's flipped over there by Euler. St. Cecilia now. They're going to free ball it right back over. As both these teams with a good volley. There's a hit taken out by Farmer. She got it over. Dug out again by Northeast now. Lutheran High Northeast on the attack. Flipped it over. These two teams just going back and forth. There's a hit blocked at the net by St. Cecilia. It's dug back out by Lutheran High. Now they're on the attack again. Shot across the court and down by Morgan Euler, the senior for Lutheran High Northeast, and they've taken the lead 7-6. That was a wonderful volley by both teams. Rathke back to serve again for Lutheran High Northeast. Takes a deep breath. Their team leads it 7-6. Deep serve taken by Kosler. Set up. Far side. Left-handed hit. Put over by Skoke. Dug out. And now free ball right back over to the Hawkettes. There's a nice short set, but it was blocked right in the middle by Megan Gephardt of Lutheran High. And it's 8-6. So Lutheran High now with a 2-point advantage here in game one. Rathke serve. Set up. There's a nice little tip over the net, but right there to take it was Meyer. Now set right over the middle by Megan Gephardt again. Two kills in a row. And it's 9-6 Lutheran High here in game one. This is the biggest lead by either team in this first game. And again, Ariana Rathke back to serve. And this one's going to be an ace serve as it's hit out by Farmer and a timeout called by Coach Van Cura. We're in game one. St. Cecilia trails Lutheran High Northeast 10-6. We're back after this 30-second timeout on KHAS.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Grand Island Northwest. First game in this Class C2 state volleyball tournament. And it's Lutheran High Northeast 10, facing St. Cecilia 6. Nice run going off here by the Eagles of Lutheran High Northeast. And Ariana Rathke, she's been back to serve. She's been the leader of all this. Oh, that was a wicked serve. That one just got over, set up, far side hit, and blocked at the net, dug out by Farmer. Again, St. Cecilia on the attack. They get it through the blockers. Dig it out. Northeast is just going to put it over. And now here's a short set. Dinked right over by Skoke. Here's the hit on the far side by Blackman. And then a nice hit right over the center of the net deep by Claire Hamburger. And that makes it 10-7. St. Cecilia gets the service back. They're trailing by three here in game one. Here's Farmer serve, jump serve. Dug out in the middle. Outside hit. Oh, wow. Nice job by Megan Gephardt. And she was way over on the far side, on our left side. It looked like she was just close to the out bar over there on the pole. She just got it around it. There's an ace serve by Samantha Wolf. Excuse me. No, that's Megan Gephardt. So she scores the kill, and then she gets the ace serve. And it's 12-7 now, Lutheran High Northeast. Here comes Gephardt's serve. This one again is deep, passed up. Nice set right over the middle. Nice hit by Privet, but it was dug out. And now again, St. Cecilia on the attack. And it's blocked at the net, dug out, free balled over for Lutheran High Northeast. They're on the attack, over the middle, just bumped over by Sunderman. And now St. Cecilia, a long pass over, nice hit from the far corner by Sheehy. Now back to this side. Again, the kill, but blocked at the net. Sheehy again, and this time she gets it down. That was Hamburger. No, that was Sheehy over on the far sideline. Her first kill on the first pass was blocked, but this one she got right down the line. And it's 12-8. St. Cecilia now down by four. And checking in for the Hawkettes is Carly Wright, junior. She's back to serve. That's Hamburger serve, deep. Set up high. Here's Sunderman on the far side. Nice dig out by Farmer. And now a nice hit by Sheehy. Dug out way in the back by Wolf. And now free balled over by Sunderman. St. Cecilia on the attack. Nice set over the middle. Put right over by Privet. Now back over to St. Cecilia again. It's just deep right back over by Lutheran High. And now we're going to have a net call on Lutheran High. And it'll be a point for St. Cecilia, and it's 12-9. Getting tangled up over there was Sunderman. Here's the serve by Hamburger. Taken by Wolf. At the net, set up. Over the middle, big hit there by Blackman, but dug out. Sheehy, cross court, got the kill down again. That's her third over that near corner. Nice job by Lil Sheehy, sophomore. And it's 12-10, so St. Cecilia's climb their way back up within two. Hamburger still back to serve now for St. Cecilia. Right over the middle to Wolf again. Here's the pass set up. Outside hit block right back over to Lutheran High. And now Sunderman partially tipped, dug out back row. Nice save by Nicola. And then we're going to have in the net with Sheehy as she was trying to tip it over. She got tangled up in the net. That stopped the run, but a nice run by St. Cecilia and brings them back into this game. They're down 13-10 here in game one. Back to serve is Euler. Farmer passed. Sheehy down here on the near side, and it was blocked by Sunderman. Right back over, though, by St. Cecilia. Sunderman over the middle, and she puts it down. Wow. Her strength is definitely the middle hitter. So she's not too bad on the outside hit, but that middle one, that time, her vertical was way up there. Back to serve once again is Euler now for Lutheran High. They lead at 14-10. Sheehy passes it. Here's a near side attack, but long. The shot by Privet went long, and it's 14-10 now here in game one, Lutheran High Northeast. Number seven seed, St. Cecilia the number two seed. Farmer passes it, and the Hamburger, and she gets called for lifting it up. Legal hit, 16-10. Timeout, Vancura. Coach Vancura calls a timeout. Lutheran High is up 16-10. We're back 30 seconds on KHAS.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Grand Island Northwest. We're in game one, best of five, of course, here in the state volleyball tournament. And it's 16-10, Lutheran High Northeast. Leads St. Cecilia Hastings. And there's a long serve by Euler. So a good timeout by Coach Van Kura. And that makes it 16-11. And back to serve is Sheehy now for St. Cecilia. Floats it right over the middle, taken by Rathke. Outside hit, cross court. Hamburger's right there. Nice pass, and then free-balled over by Skok. Now here is Sunderman. That is a tip, just tipped, and then it was floated over to St. Cecilia, and Lucy Skok, no, excuse me, Morgan Nicola, had a nice pass, but it was a little wide, and then she killed it. It went right out, went wide for the point for Lutheran High. So it's 17-11 now. The Eagles here in game one. Floats it over. Nicola takes it. Set up for her. She'll put it down. Nice kill by Morgan. And it's 17-12. Back to serve for St. Cecilia is Prevett. Sunderman gets it over. Prevett in the back row. Passes it. Here's Nicola. She's blocked by Sunderman, but Sunderman's block goes into the net, and it's 17-13. So here comes the run now by St. Cecilia, trying to get back into this first game. Down by four. Nice soft serve put over. Here's the set. Nice big hit by Sunderman. That time, Nicola right there, blocked off of her and goes out. So it's 18-13, Lutheran High Northeast. And Meyer checks back in for Lutheran High to serve here in game one. They're up by five. Floats it over. Farmer takes it. Passes it to Hamburger. Nicola blocks and goes out. Nice kill by Morgan. And it's 18-14. So St. Cecilia back within four now. In to serve for St. Cecilia's Paige Kosler, senior. She drops back. Here's the floating serve. Wolf tipped up. Dinked over by Gebhardt. And now Nicola. They got it down again. Another kill for Morgan. Three there here in the last run, and it's 18-15. So they stay within that 4-3 point range that they've been trailing here. And Kosler's back to serve again for St. Cecilia. Staying close here in game one. They're having a lot of trouble with the serve. That's pretty much an ace serve as Kelsey Sunderman tried to receive that one, and she kind of should have been called for an illegal hit. Went straight out and then just fell to the floor. So it's 18-16. So she's got them within two. Another nice serve. There's a tough time for Northeast. They finally get it over. Free ball. Set up high. Nicola off the top of the tape. There's four kills, and it's a one-point game. Timeout now taken by Coach Gebhardt. As Link Lutheran High Northeast has crawled back within one. 18-17, game one, Class C2, back after this 30-second timeout. AM 1230, KHAS.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
1230 KHAS.
All right, a nice run by St. Cecilia has brought them back within one. Causer back to serve again for the Hawkettes, who are trying to tie this up in game one. Nice serve. Meyer sets it up. Here's the hit, but it goes blocked out. So getting the kill was Megan Gebhardt. The block was there for St. Cecilia, but it went wide. Now it stops the run, so it's 19-17 now. Lutheran High, and back to serve is Madison Spence. Nicola. Pass. She gets it, and she hits a hard one, but it's blocked. Now it's tipped right back down over the middle. by Scope. And it's 19-18, St. Cecilia within one. They've climbed back to get into this one. Nicholas serves. Far corner. Meyer sets it up. Short set. Put right over the middle by Gebhardt, but dug out nicely in the back row. And then a nice kill again by Sheehy. It's blocked out. And we're tied at 19 here in game one. Great momentum swing for St. Cecilia. They have come all the way back and tied this first game up. Nicholas serve, dug out back row. Meyer sets it up. Here's a shot by Scope. Got it through the blockers and down. It's 20-19. The Lutheran High puts Rathke, Ariana Rathke, back to serve. And it's out. So we're tied at 20 here in game one. Back and forth we go, just like the way this match started. Farmer serve, taken by Wolf. Meyer sets it up. Oh, a nice shot cross court by Skok again. And it's 21-20. Eagles up by one. Back to serve is Megan Gebhardt, senior for Lutheran High. Jump serve. Nicola set up for Sheehy. Off the top of the net. Partially tipped but goes out. And it's 21-all. She has just been powerful over on the left side as we look at one of the outside spots. She's just been wonderful there all day, all morning in this first game. Hamburger back to serve now. Wolf takes it. It is set up by Gebhardt. Here's Sunderman right down the near side of the line, but it's dug out, but St. Cecilia can't get it over in four hits. It was too close to the net, and every time they hit it, they just kept getting caught in the net. 22-21 now. Lutheran High has the advantage. This is a race to 25 right now, and back to serve will be Skok. Soft one over. Farmer's got it. Set up. Here's Sheehy again over the blockers. Dug out back row. Here's a shot cross court by Sunderman. Tip ball at the middle. Again, over to Sheehy. Sheehy, and it's blocked, and it goes out. And it's 22-all here in game one. Now, St. Cecilia has not gotten the lead back since they had it early in this first game. So let's see if they can take the lead here. Deep serve. Dug out. Set up. Here's Sunderman. Oh, my gosh. Big hit. Big hit. They call it wide. It's 23-22 St. Cecilia. Timeout, Lutheran High Northeast. That was a big hit by Sunderman, but it just went wide. A big break for St. Cecilia, and they have retaken the lead 23-22 here in game one. You're listening to KHAS AM 1230, back in 30 seconds.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All right. St. Cecilia is serving. It is Sheehy. They have the lead by one. Hit by Sunderman. Tip. Now we had a buzzer go off. Still dug out. I think they may replay it. They're going to replay it because the buzzer went off. There's a point for St. Cecilia, but they're going to replay it because the buzzer went off in the action. Tough break for St. Cecilia, but a fair call. 23-22, St. Cecilia on top, and Sheehy will be serving again. Serves it over in the near corner. Pass, Gebhardt. Here's Sunderman over the middle. Got it off the tipper. It was a net call on St. Cecilia, and it's 23-all. And back to serve now will be Hannah Knapp, the senior, for Lutheran High Northeast. We're tied at 23. We knew this was going to be a good match. Oh, and a... Oh, they didn't call it. was a hit right above the shoulders. No call. Sutterman, though, the big hit and gets the kill. 24-23 Lutheran High. That was a tough break there as it hit Tammy Wynn right under the chin, but no call. 24-23 for the first game. Here comes the serve by Knapp. Farmer takes it. Set up. Nicola, she got the kill down. We're tied at 24. Boy, this outside hitting by St. Cecilia is wonderful. Sheehy and Nicola are just dominating outside hitting. Tied at 24. Here's the jump serve now by Prevent. There's another big hit by Sunderman over on the far side. It's touched and goes out, and it's 25-24, Lutheran High Northeast. One of these teams may get a two-point advantage, and this first game will be over, but it's back and forth right now. And Meyer, Sarah Meyer, back to serve for the Eagles. They lead it, 25-24. Farmer set up. Here's Nicola again. This time tips it over, dugout. Meyer sets it up over the middle, hit and hit out by Wynn. And the Lutheran High wins the first one by a score of 26-24. Over St. Cecilia. This one could take all five to decide because this first one was a wild one. 26-24, Lutheran High Northeast. Here's some other scores right now. In Class A, Millard West beat Grand Island in Game 1, 25-10. In Class B, it was Northwest over Beatrice, 25-17. And there's one other match in 9 o'clock, isn't there? C2, that's us. Okay. Oh, Leighton Gildner, no score yet in Class D2. Thank you. All right, that's it for Game 1. We'll be back in 60 seconds for Game 2. Let's call 30 seconds right after this on AM 1230 KHAS.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
1230 KHAS.
We're back here at Grand Island Northwest as we get ready for Game 2. It was Giltner over Leighton, 25-15. In that D2 game that's also taking place this morning over at Grand Island Central Catholic. Here it was back and forth, and then Lutheran High got a nice run. And then St. Cecilia came back and tied it up. And then it was just whoever was going to reach 25 first. Well, it was tied at 24. And then they finally got Lutheran High finally got that advantage to go 26-24 in game number one. So we move on to game two. And as I said, this could easily be a five-game match because it could go back and forth all morning. So now the Eagles will be serving first. Back to serve below us is Megan Gephardt, the senior. She'll be, as they switch sides, they're right underneath us now. And her serve is deep. Nicola takes it, set up over the middle. We're going to have a net call. Prevett got the kill, and it's 1-0 St. Cecilia. And Hamburger's back to serve now for the Hawkettes. Jump serve over here on the near side. Nice pass. Set up for Sunderman. She got it off the top of the net and down, and we're tied at one. She has been the power for the Eagles, and then Sheehy and Nicola have been the power for the Hawkettes, and they have really dominated, quite honestly, those three players, the outside. Sunderman, though, has done really well over the middle hitting. Here's a nice pass to, that was Prevett, but her shot was blocked. Now the Eagles on the attack. Sunderman over the middle, but this time she hit it too far, and it goes out. It's 2-1, St. Cecilia, and now Sheehy back to serve for the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. 2-1. As we have a shoe being tied, this match started out very strangely as none of the volleyballs had air in them. So we had a delay. But once that got taken care of, we've been in full action since. Here's the serve, deep, taken by Rathke. It tipped over by Sunderman, and she got the whole front line of St. Cecilia to come in for the block, and she tipped it right over them and down. We're tied at 2 here in game 2. Lutheran High has a 1-0 advantage here in this state C2 match. Service, back line taken by Farmer. Nice pass. Oh, and a nice big hit by Nicola, but it's dug out in the back row, and then St. Cecilia can't get it back over the net. So a nice kill, but does not prevail with a point for St. Cecilia. It's 3-2, Lutheran High Northeast on top. And serving right below us now is Hannah Knapp. Her serve, Farmer hits it way wide. It's dug out nicely by Hamburger and free balled over by Nicola. Eagles on the attack. That one's going to go long, a nice long hit there by Kelsey Sunderman, the senior. And it's 3-3 now as the jump serve by Prevent. Set up high, Sunderman cross court and down. So Morgan Sunderman with the outside hit here on the right side goes straight across court and puts it down, and we're tied at 3 now here in game 2. This is just how game 1 started, back and forth. Really nobody taking the advantage either way. And now Myers in to serve for the Eagles of Lutheran High Northeast. There's the set. Nicola right back to Meyer. Meyer makes a nice dig. It's free balled up. Rathke gets it over. Farmer in the back row. Set up again for Nicola. That time it goes blocked but out. The block was there by Gebhardt, but it goes wide, and we're tied at 4 here in game 2. Definitely been a battle at the net for both these teams. It's been really fun to watch here. The crowd, which is a really nice crowd here this morning, is getting to see a lot of good action. Here's Meyer with the set for the Eagles. Tipped over by Gebhardt. Dug out. Put right back over by Prevett. Back over by the Eagles. Now, Hamburger, and she gets the kill. Was blocked by Gebhardt, but goes into the net. 5-4, St. Cecilia has a one-point lead. And back to serve will be Kosler. Kosler floats it over. Taken here in the near corner by Sunderman, Kelsey. And then free balled over by Wolf. Hawkett's on the attack. Nicola, oh man, big hit. Big hit right off the blocking of Rathke and Gebhardt. And it's 6-4, St. Cecilia now has a two-point lead here in game 2. Not surprise me if we're tied game apiece after this one. Well, that one goes right into the net after I say that. Bite my tongue. 6-5. Still early, though, here in game 2. And back to serve now for Lutheran High Northeast to Spence, Madison Spence, the senior. Trying to tie this game up. Gets it over. Nicola dug out, set up for her, and she'll just free ball it over, but she free balled it way over and out. And it's tied at 6 here in game 2. Spence back to serve once again. Jump serve. Back row dug out. Set up for Nicola. Big hit. Meyer had a part of it, but it goes way wide and out. There's not much you can do when that bullet's coming at you. 7-6. In favor of St. Cecilia. Nicola back now to serve for the Hawkettes. Jump serve. Take it over the middle. Meyer sets it up in the net. Gebhardt off the top of the tape. Dug out by Farmer. Set up for Hamburger. Now it's put over the middle. Dug out nicely by Lincoln North. Lutheran High, excuse me. I keep saying Lincoln. It's Lutheran High Northeast. But they couldn't get it over the net. It's 8-6. pushed over. Meyer sets it up. Outside hit and down by Morgan Euler. And it's 8-7, and Lutheran High will get the serve back. Lutheran High is in Norfolk, by the way. Here's the jump serve by Rathke. Nicola has it in the center, set up, put over but long by Skok, and it's tied at 8 here in game 2. So just like that, Lutheran High checks or gets right back into this and ties it up. 8-8, Rathke's jump serve, back row, Farmer, set up. Nice shot by Sheehy, dug out. Put right back into the net, though, by Spence, and it's 9-8 St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia gets on some little runs. They've just not been able to get any distance between them and the Eagles. Here's Farmer serve. Dug out. Meyer sets it up. Cross-court hit and tipped over. Euler, now it's free ball back over. Euler's again over the middle. Dug out back row by Nicholas. Set up. Privet puts it over. Dug out again by the Eagles. Now a shot put over and in the back row. Looked like it was going to go long, but Gina Blackman's shot kind of had a lot of spin on it. Fell in the back row, and we're tied at 9 here in game 2. Back to serve now will be Gebhardt for Lutheran High, Northeast. Sheehy, nice dig by Wolf. Set up real high and then free balled over by Spence. Hawkett's on the attack. Dug out back row again. Gebhardt sets it behind her back. It's put over by Blackman. Set high again. Here's Sheehy. Blocked at the net. Sunderman was there, and Blackman was there. And it's 10-9 now, Lutheran High. St. Cecilia. And Lutheran High just going back and forth again. Here's a jump serve by Gebhardt. Dug out. Nice swing hit by Privet. It's tipped and goes out. Yeah, there we go. I was going to say I saw the tip. 10-all here in game 2. Definitely touched by somebody. Officials first gave the point to Luther High, then reversed their call. And now we're tied at 10 here in game 2. And back to serve is Claire Hamburger. Her serve is in the net. So a service there, and it's 11-10. Lutheran High Northeast. We're in game 2. Lutheran High took game 1, 26-24. And here comes the serve over by Euler. Nice big hit by Privet. She got a nice pass, and Josie, the junior, she put her down. We're tied at 11 here in game 2. So here comes Sheehy back to serve. Floats it over. Rathke hits it way wide. It'll be an ace serve by Sheehy. And it's 12-11 St. Cecilia. So they have retaken the lead. Back and forth we've gone. Sheehy back to serve again. Floats it over. Back row. Wolf set up. Sunderman got her over the block, got her out. And we're tied at 12. Well, you can't say this hasn't been a competitive match, because it sure has been, back and forth all the way. And now in to serve is Hannah Knapp. Knapp with a jump serve, deep taken by Farmer, set up. Here's Nicola, and she gets it through the blockers and down. It's 13-12. St. Cecilia's retaken the lead. And back to serve is Prevent. Josie Prevent, the junior. 13-12, game 2. Lutheran High took game 1. St. Cecilia leads it by 1. Sunderman got it through the blockers, but it's dug out nicely by St. Cecilia. Nicola puts it back over. Wolf digs it out. Gebhardt sets it up. Sunderman blocked again. Dug out by Wolf. Set up high. Here's a shot put over by Rathke. Dug out back row. Tipped right into the net by Nicola. She was trying to one-hand it over and got it into the net, and we're tied at 13 here in game 2. Here's the serve by Meyer. Wynn is in the game now for St. Cecilia. Takes it, passes it. Here's a shot. blocked at the net by Gebhardt. Put right back over, though, by Carly Wright. Wright fisted over, and it's 14-13. St. Cecilia has a one-point lead and the serve. Here's the set. Dug out. Meyer sets it up. Cross-court shot, partially tipped by Gebhardt. Here's Nicola, and she had it blocked by Rapti, but it goes right off her block and out. And it's 15-13 now in favor of St. Cecilia. They've got a two-point lead here in game two. They're trying to even this match up. There's the serve over. Back row almost mishit. Free balled over by Sunderman. Set up again for Nicola at the block, right back to her. And then hit over and off the block and down by Hamburger. And it's 16-13, St. Cecilia by three. Timeout, Lutheran High Northeast. We'll be back in 30 seconds on AM 1230, KHAS.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
So St. Cecilia has finally gotten some breathing room. They're up by three, 16-13 here in game two. Class A, Millard West has won the first two games, 25-10, 25-16. It was, we haven't got anything. Well, Northwest won the first game over Beatrice. We haven't gotten their second game. But we'll get some updates as this goes on. Here's the serve by St. Cecilia. Nice hit crossed by Gebhardt. Now set up for Nicola. Nicola's blocked this time. But right down in front of her again is Gebhardt. It's 17-13. Finally, that outside hitting, which has always been there, starting to take advantage now for St. Cecilia. Sheehy serve. Deep. Meyer sets it up again. Rathke over the middle. This time blocked. Free balled up. Hamburger tips it over. Meyer sets it up. Near side. Tipped over. And I mean just barely tipped over by Kelsey Sunderman. And that one caught St. Cecilia off guard, and it's 17-14. So that stopped the St. Cecilia run, but they still lead it by three. And back to serve now is Madison Spence for the Eagles. She hits a deep. Wynn takes it in the back row. Nice pass. Set up. Here's Nicola on the near side. Cross court. Hit right up almost to us. And it's 18-14. St. Cecilia, they're cruising here in game two. I told you I would not have been surprised this was going to be evened up after our first. After this game, we would be at 1-1. Here's a serve by Nicola. Meyer sets it up cross court. Here's a shot put over, but blocked back row by Farmer. They tip it right back over. Eagles on the attack, and Gebhardt gets it over. Now St. Cecilia. Farmer from the middle puts it in the net. 18-15. St. Cecilia by three. And Rapke, Ariana Rapke, back to serve for the Eagles, and she puts it in the net. 19-15 now in favor of St. Cecilia. As again, they're trying to even this up, one game apiece. Floats it over, taken by Spence. Meyer sets it up. Gebhardt, cross court, partially tipped, dug out back row, but nobody gets to it. It's 19-16. Giltner's one set two over Layton, 25-13. So they're up two sets to zero, 25-15, 25-13. Farmer takes the serve, the back row, tipped into the net by Prevett, and it's 19-17, timeout, St. Cecilia. We're in game two. Lutheran High is up one game to nothing, but St. Cecilia trying to even it up here, up by two. We're back after this 30-second timeout on KHAS.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're back at Grand Island Northwest as both these teams have been going back and forth all morning. Lutheran High won the first one, but St. Cecilia is looking to tie it up. They're up by two in game two, 19-17. Swing hit, back row saved by Wolf. Eagles on the attack. Here's Gibb, a nice hit by Blackman, and it's tipped and gone out, and all of a sudden it's 19-18. And back to serve is Megan Gebhardt for the Eagles. They're trying to tie this one back up here in game two. They've been a hard team to shake. Nicola Trevett blocked at the net by Sunderman, and it's hit out by Kosler, and we're tied at 19 here in game two. So here comes the Eagles. Here comes the serve by Gebhardt. Middle of the back row, Prevett passes it over. Sheehy hits the net. It's going to be four hits, and it's going to be 20-19, Lutheran High Northeast. So they take the advantage again. This is the way it went the first game when it was tied late, back and forth. St. Cecilia had a little bit of a lead, but it is gone. Gebhardt serve, dinked over, dug out. Set up. Here's Sunderman over the middle, off the top of the tape. Just kind of falls over. Set up. Here's a nice hit by Prevett. Dug out back row, though. Spence, she'll put it over deep. Nicola's there. Set up. Sheehy blocked and goes out. 20-all here in game two. So now we're tied up once again. It's just been back and forth. As we said, Class A, 25-10, 25-16, Millard West. Class D2, 25-15, 25-13. Class B, it was Northwest over Beatrice, 25-22. 21-20 here, St. Cecilia. Back to serve is Claire Hamburger. Jump serve, back row. Wolf, Gebhardt sets it up. Sunderman, take it right down the left side. Nice save by St. Cecilia. Prevett over the middle. It's blocked, and it's hit by Sunderman, and she hits it the wrong way, and it's 22-20. Timeout, Lutheran High. Sunderman was right in the middle of the net. She went to hit it over, and it went right off her fist and out. It's 22-20. St. Cecilia has reclaimed a two-point lead as it's just gone back and forth here. And this, as I said, this has been a fun match to watch because there's been no dominant team at all in this match. Lutheran High had a lead in the first game. That evaporated, and St. Cecilia tied it up at 24 before Lutheran High got it to 26-24. Here, St. Cecilia had a 3-4-point lead. It evaporated. We were tied at 19 and then 20. Now it's 22-20. St. Cecilia, now if they can get this point, kind of in the driver's seat right now. Back to serve is Hamburger. Trying to tie this game, best matchup. Serve, set at the net, dinked over. And now here comes the attack, Prevett. And a net call against Lutheran High, Sunderman, and it's 23-20, St. Cecilia. So here we go. Advantage definitely in the court of St. Cecilia, trying to tie this matchup. Here's Sunderman on the outside, left it, kind of just pushed it over. Sheehy blocked. Farmer recovers it. Prevett tips it over. Gebhardt's there. Blackman, here's the shot put over, but long by Euler, and it's 24-20. And St. Cecilia at game point to tie this match up at 1-1. Pushed over to the back, taken by Spence. Back row, cross-court hit, dug out. Set up for Prevett over the middle, over the blockers and in! And St. Cecilia's won game two 25-20 after losing game one, 26-24. We're tied at a game apiece in this first match in the Class C2 State Volleyball Tournament here at Grand Island Northwest. We're going to take a 90-second timeout. We'll be back after this on AM 1230, KHAS.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
1230 KHAS.
We're back here at Grand Island Northwest. We get ready for game number three. It's one game apiece now for the Class C2 first round match here at Grand Island Northwest. This is the only one out of the first four matches this morning that has split the first two. All the rest of them, Millard West has dominated Grand Island 25-10, 25-16. Gilton has dominated Layton 25-15, 25-13. And I see Northwest is now ahead of Beatrice 2-0 also. So this one's going to go at least four. Maybe five. We kind of said that at the beginning of this match, the way these two teams were matched up. All right. It will be St. Cecilia. Should be serving first here as we get ready to start the third match. And it will be Claire Hamburger back to serve underneath us here. And we're waiting. Make sure everybody's set. I believe there's air in the volleyball this time. Yeah, okay, here we go. Game three, getting ready to start. Lutheran High Northeast won the first one. St. Cecilia won the second one. A pass to Blackman. Sunderman puts it over, dug out by Prevett. They set it up for Sheehy here on the near side. She's blocked by Blackman, but it's dug out by Farmer. Now Wolf takes it. Here's Sunderman again, and she's blocked again right back by Prevett. And it's 1-0 St. Cecilia. They are, you might say Sunderman at one point dominated the middle, but now St. Cecilia has kind of taken that away from her. There's a shot by Hamburger. Dug out, set up by Gebhardt, put over by Sunderman, and it's down. Excuse me, that set was, by Gebhardt, and we're tied at one. Sunderman that time, not so much power, just kind of went up high and put it right in the middle. So we're tied at one here in game three. There's a serve, and it is in the back line by Megan Euler. Looked like it was going to be long, and it just kind of dived right in the back line. It's 2-1, Eagles on top. So Euler's back to serve again for Lutheran High Northeast. This time, she takes it in the back row, goes straight up, and then Hamburger had to save it. Nicola free balls it way over, set up. Sunderman, oh, and she just took the advantage of it, and Sunderman smoked it down. It's 3-1 Eagles here in game three. So they jump out to the early advantage. But as you've known so far, that means nothing in this match. Both teams have had leads and have lost them. Euler served, back row Sheehy set up. Prevet blocked by Sunderman, 4-1 now. The Eagles have come out strong here in game three. And back to serve once again will be Euler. Euler serve here in the near corner. Sheehy. Kosler, and then bumped over and down by Prevet. Hamburger, excuse me, not Kosler. With the pass, 4-2, St. Cecilia now. Back with the advantage. And Sheehy with the serve, taken over the middle of the back row. Pass to Sunderman, Kelsey, and she free balls it over. Now behind, and they get it over, and nice shot put over by Wright. Dug out, though, and the Eagles free ball it back over. And now it's killed over in the near corner by Nicola. She really hit that well over on the left side, and it's 4-3. They have it 4-3, Lutheran High Northeast. And the St. Cecilia trying to tie it up. Sheehy, and there's Sunderman, tipped it over the blockers this time, dug out. Here's Nicola, and she hits another big one, goes way into the rafters, comes off the basketball hoop, and it'll be tied up now at 4 here in game 3. So St. Cecilia came right back after trailing by 3 and tied it right up. Here comes the serve now by Hamburger, or excuse me, that's Sheehy. Taken in the middle, set up by Gebhardt. Here is a shot put over by Kelsey Sunderman. Set up high. Nicola right down the near sideline. And it's 5-4. St. Cecilia's retaking the lead. There's Sheehy serve. Taken by Rathke. Set up high. Sunderman dips it, just tips it over the blockers again. Here's a shot put over by Wright, and she gets it down, Carly Wright. And it's 6-4. And a timeout called by Coach Gebhardt of Lutheran High Northeast. 6-4, St. Cecilia, after trailing a little bit here in the third game, has come back strong. And now St. Cecilia leads it by 2 here in game 3. So they're trying to take the advantage as we're tied one game apiece in this Class C2 first round in state volleyball tournament at Grand Island Northwest. Both the teams with a quick timeout now as Lutheran High back on the floor and Coach Van Kura sends his girls out. 6-4. You're listening to AM 1230 KHAS. We're glad you could join us for St. Cecilia volleyball action here. First round Class C2 action. We're in game 3. Each team has won a game. And Sheehy remains the server for St. Cecilia. Rathke takes it in the middle of the back row. Set up by Gebhardt. Sunderman get it over the blockers and in the back line. 6-5 now. So the Eagles get back within one and in to serve now will be Hannah Knapp. Knapp. Back deep, jump serve taken by Farmer, passes it to, passed it over to Hamburger, sets it behind her back, and then a nice hit by Nicola, makes it 7-5, St. Cecilia again back up by 2. Here's a jump serve by Prevent, that one's long, 7-6. So the Eagles get that point, and they'll get the service right back. And back to serve is Meyer. 7-6, St. Cecilia in the third game. Each team has won a game. Service taken by Nicola. Set up behind the back again for Wright. Partially tipped. Farmer or Wolf's right there. Meyer sets it up. Rathke gets it over the blockers. Wright's there. Hamburger. And then sit over by Nicola, and she pounds it down. 8-6, St. Cecilia's. They're kind of finding their groove now. 8-6. Service by Kosler, blocked at the net on the attack by the Eagles. Here's Kelsey Sunderman, gets it over to Wynn. And now Nicola puts it in the net. 8-7. Pass just wasn't high enough that time, and it's 8-7. And St. Cecilia hangs on to that one-point lead here in game number three. In to serve now is Madison Spence. Jump serve, real high. Wynn has it. Passes it over to Hamburger, and then Nicola just kind of pushes it over. Meyer sets it up over the middle into the net. Goes Gebhardt, and it's 9-7 now, St. Cecilia. They keep that two-point lead. They've been right around 2-3. Lutheran High Northeast jumped out to a four-point lead. Pass to Meyer. Gebhardt gets it over the blockers. Farmer's right there, set up. Here's Sheehy through the blockers, and it's hit out. 10-7, St. Cecilia. Spence got a fist on it, but it went way wide. Here's the shot put over, deep by Nicola. It's hit out. It's an ace serve as it was hit out by Spence. And it is 11-7. Here comes the serve by Nicola. Back row taken by Knapp. Dug out of the net. Free balled over by Wolf. Set up and shot over, but it goes wide by Skoke, and it's 11-8. Class A is finished now. Millard West swept Grand Island. Class D2 is finished. Giltner swept Layton. Thank you very much. So two are going on. This one's going to take a while. Here's the shot put over again, but blocked by Gebhardt. Free ball back over by St. Cecilia. Meyer sets it up. Far side shot put across court by Skoke. Set up high again. Here's Sheehy, but she's blocked. Dug out, though, nicely by Farmer. Put right back over to the Eagles. Now a jump ball in the middle, and jumping it and hitting it was Lucy Skoke, and it's 12-8 now. St. Cecilia cruising here in game number three. Jump serve by Farmer. Back row pass. Clear over here on the near side. Free balls it right over to Euler, and they can't get it across. Excuse me. That was a Skoke. Her shot, free ball, went way wide, and it's 12-9 now in favor of St. Cecilia. Here's the serve by Gebhardt. Dug out, passed. Here's Sheehy through the blockers and down, 13-9, St. Cecilia. Here's the set serve. Cross court hit by Skoke. Free ball back over. Eagles on the attack. Sunderman over the middle. Blocked. Wright tips it over, but somebody was in the net. They're going to call it on the Eagles. Lutheran High Northeast. They're going to call that one on Euler. And it's 14-9. St. Cecilia kind of cruising here in game three. It was back and forth and close the other two, but not this one. Free balled out. Here's Sunderman, and there's the block, and Wolf just barely gets it over for Lutheran High. And now Privet puts it over. Dug out back row by Lutheran High. Free ball back over. Farmer's there. Here's the set, and it goes set right over by Claire Hamburger. It's 15-9 now, and timeout Lutheran High. Hastings St. Cecilia has got it going here in game three. They lead at 15-9. We're back in 30 seconds on AM 1230, KHAS.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving.
Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back here to Grand Island Northwest as we get ready to see if St. Cecilia can wrap up game three and take a 2-1 advantage going into the fourth game. St. Cecilia with the serve is Hamburger, and that's an ace serve. Ace serve for Hamburger. And it's 16-9 now in favor of St. Cecilia. Jump serve by Hamburger again. Wolf is there. Set up for Sunderman, and that time it was taken by Prevett. Her block kind of went straight up in the air, and then nobody could get to it, so it's 16-10, but St. Cecilia nicely in front right now. Back to serve is Euler. Farmer passes it over. Here's a shot put wide. Oh, it's in. It's in by Prevett. Looked like it might be wide. It's in. We'll take it. 17-10, St. Cecilia. They want to try to get the advantage in this match. They're the number 2 seed, but the number 7 seed won the first game. Here's the serve by Sheehy. Set up by Gebhardt. Sunderman fists it over. Set up, near side, put over by Nicola. You can't leave her with that. There was no blockers in front of her. She just pasted that one down. 18-10, St. Cecilia. You can't do that. That was a great job by Morgan Nicola, the senior. Came in with 382 kills. She's put up quite a few already here this morning. 18-10, St. Cecilia. They're trying to, as I said, take a 2-1 advantage. It's tied up at 1 game apiece. Sheehy served. Passed up to Gebhardt. Blackman gets it over. Free ball, and Sunderman took advantage of that one, and she pounded it down. It's 18-11. So the Eagles get a point, but they trail by 7. St. Cecilia still comfortably out front. And back to serve is Knapp. And she got it right off the net, and instead of falling on their side, it fell on St. Cecilia's side, and it's 18-12. That was just a lucky break there. Knapp will be back to serve again. Jump serve. Hits the top of the tape. Prevett digs it out. And then Nicola tried to get it over the net and put it right in the net. 18-13. Here comes the serve by Knapp again. This time we had a rotation error or somebody was set wrong. It's 18-14. So just like that, we got a 4-point game. All right, so now everybody's set, and Knapp's getting ready to serve again. Taken by Wynn. Set up high. Nicola on the far side, blocked by Sunderman, but this time falls on the Eagles' side. 19-14. St. Cecilia. Here comes a serve by Prevent. Back row. Pass, set up. Here's Sunderman. Far side, got it down. 19-15. So the Eagles get it back within 4 again. 19-15 here in the third game. Meyer back to serve. Meyer serve. Win. Nope. Set up. Nicola blocked. Saved by Meyer. Far Wolf, but then she hits it up into the basketball net. And it's 20-15 now, and St. Cecilia just needs 5 to take a 2-1 advantage. Back to serve for St. Cecilia. I can't tell you. Right underneath us. Serve is set over by Kosler. Here's a shot by Gebhardt over. Now the St. Cecilia Hawkettes on the attack. And a kill by Nicola. It's 21-15. Hawkett up by six. They need four to wrap up game number three. Service taken by Meyer. Gebhardt free balls it over. Wynn passed over to Hamburger. Set up now by the Eagles. Put over, just hit the net. Dug out, tipped right back over to St. Cecilia. Nicola dug out by Meyer. And it'll be free balled over by Rathke. Hamburger again, the set to Nicola. Big cross court hit, 22-15. Hawkett. Morgan has taken over this match. And they lead it by seven. They just need three to wrap up game number three. And that serve just barely got over the net. Meyer free balls it up. Here's a hit by Gebhardt. It goes long. It's 23-15 now. And the Hawkettes just need two. Service again by Kosler. Dug out. And into the net goes Rathke. 24-15 game point for the Hawkettes. Serve into the net by Kosler, 24-16. It'll give the Eagles a serve, but still game point for the Hawkettes. And then we'll see how game four turns out here. Ought to be interesting. Here's the serve. Wolf Farmer takes it. Passed over for Nicola, and it's blocked, but it goes out. Gebhardt was there. Game point. And St. Cecilia has won the last two games to take a two-game-to-one advantage, 25-16. They lost the first one, 26-24, but they won the second and third, 25-20, 25-16. So we'll go to game four here in Class C2, the first game of this first match of this day. We'll do that after this 90-second timeout on AM 1230, KHAS.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back here to Grand Island Northwest as we get ready for the fourth game as Hastings St. Cecilia dominated game three. It's the first time that either team had really dominated play. First two games went all the way right down to the end, but this time it was Hastings St. Cecilia with an easy win, 25-16. Millard West defeated Grand Island in three straight. And Giltner, here's our scores. Class B, it was Northwest over Beatrice, 25-21. So they sweep Beatrice. Millard West swept Grand Island. And Giltner swept Layton. Thank you very much. No sweeps here as we go to game four. And serving first for Lutheran High Northeast will be Gebhardt. This one has just been back and forth. It's been a great match. Game one in Class C2. Or match one, game four. Serve. Free balled up. Here's Sheehy into the net. 1-0, Lutheran High Northeast. This is a must-win for them. St. Cecilia would like to take this one and wrap up day one. They would play tomorrow morning, same time, over at Grand Island Senior High School. Here's Sheehy again through the blockers this time. Gebhardt sets it up. Near side, shot into the net by Euler, and it's one-all here in game four. Palmyra and Crofton play match two today. Freeman and Ord match three. And Humphrey Lindsay, Holy Family, Guardian Angels, Central Catholic game four. All C2 action here today at Northwest. There's a big kill by Morgan Sunderman. Got it off the hit of Nicola in the back. And it's 2-1 now in favor of Lutheran High Northeast. Euler with the serve just off the top of the net. He got a part of it, but it goes out. It's 3-1 Lutheran High. Now, they took an early lead like this in game three, and then St. Cecilia took over and never looked back, winning it 25-16. Serve taken by Sheehy, then Farmer, free balled over by Nicola. Gebhardt, here's Sunderman, and it's partially tipped and goes, well, it went out. Nobody touched it. So it's 3-2. Break for the Hawkettes, and Sheehy back to serve. Rathke takes it back row. Gebhardt sets it up. Here's Blackman. It hits the net and goes out. So it'll be 3-all now here. No, they're gonna say it went out. I don't know. I thought they said they touched it. So it goes point to Lutheran High Northeast. Nobody touched it, so it's 4-2 Lutheran High Northeast. That was confusing. So here's the serve now by Knapp. Free balled over. Nicola just fists it over. Gebhardt sets it up for Sunderman over the middle, and she didn't want to hit it into the blocker, so she tried to tip it into the net. Tried to tip it over the net, tipped it into the net. It's 4-3 now. Lutheran High up by one. St. Cecilia with the serve. Prevett back to serve. And it's long and out. 5-3. In favor of Lutheran High Northeast. And the serving now will be Meyer for the Eagles. They lead it 5-3 here in game four. Wynn passes it to Hamburger. Here's Nicola. Boom! Dug out by Wolf. Meyer, oh, she gets it over the net. Tipped right back over, though, in the middle by Skoke. And it's 5-4. So let's see now. St. Cecilia can tie this one up. Back to serve is Kosler. Knapp set up high. Gebhardt blocked by Skoke, but it goes out. And it's 6-4, Lutheran High Northeast. And in to serve will be Madison Spence. Jump serve for Spence. Nicola, pass to Hamburger. Back to Nicola. In the net. 7-4, Lutheran High Northeast. Oh, excuse me there. It was tipped by Lutheran High, and it's 6-5. So a break for St. Cecilia. Nicola back to serve. Back row taken by Knapp. Free balled up. Big hit, but it goes, and it just falls in by Morgan Euler. Looked like that thing was going to sail long, and it just falls in the back line, and it's 7-5. Lutheran High Northeast, and Rathke back to serve now for the Eagles. Game four, St. Cecilia leads it 2-1. Lutheran High won the first one, St. Cecilia the last two. Soft one hit over, Rathke sets it up. There's Blackman, and it's partially tipped at the net by Skoke, but goes out. And now it's 8-5, Lutheran High Northeast, up by three here in game four. They win this, we'll go to a fifth game. Jump serve. Dug out. Hamburger at the net. Sheehy chips it over. Nobody's there. Nice job by Lil Sheehy. And it's 8-6. St. Cecilia down by two. Farmer back to serve now for the Hawkettes. Wolf to Meyer. It was a free ball right over. And now the Eagles have to free ball it over the net. Hamburger sets it up. Here's Sheehy over the blockers and out. 9-6, Lutheran High Northeast. As Morgan Sunderman checks back in now for the Eagles. They lead it by three here in game four. Gebhardt serving. Farmer has it. Hamburger sets it up. Privet blocked back to Farmer. Privet over. Sunderman's there. Set up high in the net. Net play. Sunderman got a part of it. And they can't get it over in four shots. Nice hustle, though, by the Eagles. And a nice job by St. Cecilia there. Good net play by the Hawkettes. 9-7. They trail it by two as Hamburger serves it over. Wolf's got it. Gebhardt sets it up from behind. Euler hits it across court, but it's wide. 9-8, so St. Cecilia can tie it up here. Jump serve. Hit wide. Saved by Euler and free balled over by Wolf. Farmer has it. Hamburger sets it up. Shot by Wright is in the net before hits, and it's 10-8, Lutheran High Northeast. St. Cecilia just not able to shake them away in this fourth game. And in to serve now Euler for the Eagles. Nice hard serve. Hamburger sets it up cross court. Shot by Prevent. Partially tipped and goes out. 10-9. St. Cecilia down by one now here in game four. Just trying to sneak out a win here in this fourth game and wrap this match up. They lead it 2-1. Shot put over back row. Dug out. Sunderman. Hits it and finds a place in the corner, and it's 11-9, Lutheran High Northeast. So in to serve is Knapp. Here's her serve, taken by Farmer. Hamburger, Nicola, back row, straight up. Wolf, and then has to be free balled over by Kelsey Sunderman. Taken by Nicola. They set it up to Wright. Wright puts it over. Wolf saves it, goes into the rafters, and then it's tipped over nicely by Prevet over the middle. And it's 11-10. St. Cecilia trying to tie it up here. Tonight, don't forget the Axtell game will be on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 is where we'll be tonight. Right now, AM 1230, KHAS for this St. Cecilia match, which has been exciting to say the least. 11-10, Lutheran High Northeast, but there's the kill by Nicola to tie it up at 11 here in game four. So the game that St. Cecilia can wrap it up with, they now come back and tied it up at 11. Now see if we can get the lead. Here's the jump serve by Prevent. And it will be almost an ace. It's free balled over, though, by Kelsey Sunderman. Now Nicola, she hits it, but it's wide. They'll have to replay it because the line judge couldn't tell. That's a tough one. The line judge immediately looked at the side judge and said, I have no idea if that was in or out. It was kind of blocked from his angle. So they'll replay it, still 11-all. Here's the shot by Sunderman over. Nicola pushes it over. Wolf, Gebhardt, Morgan Sunderman. Partially tipped, they dig it out, and they can't get to it, so Lutheran High gets the point, and it's 12-11. They lead it here in game four. They trail 2-1, St. Cecilia. Trying to take advantage of this and win this first match. It's been a hard-fought battle. Meyer serve for the Eagles. Pushed over. Net play. Set up by Meyer. Here's Rathke. Gets it across. Back row save. Wright sets it up. Here's Nicola. Through the blockers and down. We're tied at 12 here in game four. And in to serve is Kosler, Paige Kosler now in to serve for St. Cecilia. Taken by Knapp, set up by Meyer. Rathke, that's Gebhardt, gets it over. Dug out, Nicola, big hit, block, can't get to it. Nice try by Meyer for the Eagles, but nobody could get to it after she fisted it. 13-12, St. Cecilia's taking the lead here in game four. And now they just want to cruise on out of here. Kosler serve. Meyer sets it up. Here's Gebhardt off the block right back to the Eagles. Gebhardt again, this time in the net. 14-12. Timeout, Lutheran High Northeast. St. Cecilia up by two in a deciding game for them. If they can wrap it up here, they lead 2-1. You're listening to the opening match of Class C2 State High School Volleyball on AM 1230 KHAS. Back in 30 seconds.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
We're back here at Grand Island Northwest. 14-12, St. Cecilia leads it in game four. The game they can wrap it up, but the serve by Kosler goes right into the net. 14-13. And back to serve is Madison Spence, for the Eagles. To Nicola, set up high. Nicola's hit, down. She has been dominant, to say the least. 15-13, St. Cecilia. And she goes back to serve. Nicola serve, back row. Pass to Meyer. Here's Rathke, cross court. Saved by Hamburger, but her shot goes sideways. And it's 15-14. St. Cecilia by one. Blackman checks back in for the Eagles for Lutheran High. A must-win match for game for them. St. Cecilia can win it outright. Now we got a net call on Lutheran High at 16-14, St. Cecilia. And they'll be back to serve will be Farmer. Chandra Farmer, a sophomore. She's a libero. And she gets an ace serve, put it right down in front of Madison Spence, 17-14. St. Cecilia trying to move into the semifinal tomorrow. Service over back row. Pass, Meyer. And then free balled over by Blackman. Set up behind the back. Swing hit good by Prevett. And it's 18-14 now. St. Cecilia timeout. Lutheran High Northeast. St. Cecilia 7 away. Moving on to the semifinals in Class C2 here on AM 1230 KHAS. Back in 30 seconds.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
KHAS.
Well, they were the runner-ups last year, Lutheran High Northeast was. They were the champions the 2 years before that. So champions in 2010, 2011, runner-ups last year, and about to be eliminated in game match one this year. St. Cecilia, the number two seed, leads at 18-14 in game four. Eagles on the attack. Here's Gebhardt, partially tipped. Nicola in the back row digs it out. Set up high, put over by Sheehy. Back row saved by Spence. Here's a big hit, and down by Euler. And that makes it 18-15. St. Cecilia, though, they just need to keep that lead and keep getting closer to that 25 to wrap it up in four. They lead it 2-1 here in this first match. Here's the serve by Gebhardt. Hamburger sets it up. Swing, hit, prevent, block this time, and goes out. So it's 18-16. Luther High not dying, though. They're not going to just let St. Cecilia have it. They're back within two. Serve again by Gebhardt. Nicola takes it. Sets it up. Hamburger. Prevent. Blocked by Sunderman, and it's 18-17. And now St. Cecilia calls a timeout. 18-17 here in game four. St. Cecilia leads it back in 30 seconds on KHAS.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we go to the serve again of Gebhardt. Now, as they've Lincoln or Lutheran High, Northeast has pulled back within one. 18-17, St. Cecilia leads it here in game four. Sheehy into the net. We're tied at 18. So just like that, Lutheran High Northeast has clawed back. They win this one. We go to a fifth. Here's the serve by Gebhardt. Nicola has it. Hamburger, she set it over, but she set it over wide. And it's 19-18. Lutheran High has the lead back here in game four. And all of a sudden, now they have the advantage. Here's a serve by Gebhardt. Gebhardt set up for Sheehy. Over the blockers, dug out. Blackman. Euler got it over. Back row, Farmer. Hamburger. Here's Prevett. Back row, Wolf. Set up high. Euler again. Blocked. Dug back out. Eagles on the attack. Sunderman. Dug out by Hamburger. She'll set it over. She puts it down, and it's received by Spence, but she can't bring it up. We're tied at 19 now here in game four. St. Cecilia back to serve. Hamburger. Claire Hamburger back to serve. Taken by Wolf. Set up. Here's Sunderman. Cross court down. 20-19. Lutheran High Northeast has retaken the lead. Wow. Well, I know I mentioned it early before this match started. This could be a five-game match, but I wasn't sure. Now we're still not sure, but here's a shot put over. Taken by Rathke. Eagles on the attack for Sunderman. Off the tip. Back over. Gebhardt's there. There's Blackman across court. Hit way out wide. Saved by Wright for St. Cecilia. They'll free ball it over. Pass. Gebhardt. Here's Sunderman. Oh, it hit the net. Four hits, and now it's 20 all. Now we'll see if St. Cecilia can take advantage. We're tied at 20 here in game four. Sheehy back to serve. Rathke. Gebhardt sets it up. Sunderman puts it over. Hamburger's there. Here's Nicola, way out. Back over the middle. Set up for Sunderman again. This time it's blocked out, and it's 21-20, Lutheran High Northeast. Lutheran High Northeast has the advantage, 21-20 here in game four. Back to serve is Hannah Knapp. Back row, Farmer. Hamburger in the middle. Nicola off the blocks and down, 21 all. Well, this is how game one went, right down to the end, and Lutheran High won it by two, 26-24. Second one was 25-20, St. Cecilia. Soft serve. Here's Gebhardt setting it up. Sunderman on the outside, it's blocked out, 22-21, Lutheran High Northeast. Well, again, it just all depends on who gets that 23rd point. See if St. Cecilia can tie it right back up. Meyer in to serve for the Eagles. She does. Back row win. Hamburger sets it up. Nicola cross court. Dug out. Meyer sets it over the middle for Gebhardt. She gets it blocked, and it goes in, and it's 23-21 Lutheran High Northeast. Timeout, St. Cecilia. Lutheran High is two away of sending us to the fifth game of this match. Who'da thunk? A long time ago, the other three matches that were taking place at 9 o'clock, they're long over. But not this one. This one has been probably one of the best opening matches we've seen in a while. This one has just been back and forth. And even though St. Cecilia dominated in Game 3, won it 25-16, Lutheran High Northeast has come out in a match or a game they had to have. And now they're leading it 23-21 and trying to send it to that fifth game where anything goes. Here we go. Meyer back to serve again. She is trying to get them 1 point closer to going to five. Wynn takes it. Hamburger sets it up. Here's Nicola. Nicola finally got some height, but it's blocked. Oh, it was received by Wolf. It looked like that maybe Gebhardt was going to get a chance at it, but not. Great hit by Nicola. It's 23-22. St. Cecilia can tie it up here and back to serve. Is, oh no, into the net, Paige Kosler. 24-22, game point for Lutheran High Northeast, and a chance for a five-game first match. Here's the serve by Spence. Wynn to Hamburger. Nicola cross court, dug out. Meyer sets it up. Euler, back row, Wynn saves it. Bounced at the net. Gebhardt's there. Meyer sets it up. Euler, cross court, but long. 24-23. Still game point. Lutheran High Northeast back to serve as Nicola. Nikolai back to serve. Pushes it over back row. Meyer, here's Gebhardt through the blockers. Nikolai digs it out and then pushed over and down by Scope. And we're tied at 24 in this fourth game. Nicolai back to serve. Near corner, dug out. Meyer sets it up high. Euler down, and she gets it. 25-24, Lutheran High Northeast. Blackman checks back in now for the Eagles. Again, game point for Lutheran High Northeast. Serve by Rathke. Farmer. Hamburger sets it up. Sheehy blocked and down, and we go to game five. ...26-24, Lutheran High Northeast. St. Cecilia is going to have to win it in five. So we'll come back with that fifth match. First one to 15. So far, it was Lutheran High 26-24 game one. St. Cecilia 25-20, 25-16 games two and three. And then Lutheran High 26-24 in Game 4. We'll come back with Game 5. We'll take this 90-second timeout. You're listening to State Class C2, State Volleyball Action here on AM 1230, KHAS.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers congratulations to the St. Cecilia volleyball team on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all the area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. Located at 207 South Burlington, call us at 402-462-8824. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, providing you with the assistance and knowledge you need for a speedy recovery. Go Hawkeyes!
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we go to the fifth and final game here in this first round of Class C2 state volleyball action. And as I said earlier, what a great match to start out the state Class C2 volleyball tournament here in Grand Island at Grand Island Northwest. It has been a great one for the fans and hopefully for all of you who have been listening here. St. Cecilia will be on our side, right below us. Eagles on the far side. Lutheran High won the last one, 26-24, to send it to this one. We go to 15 here now in the first game. Palmyra and Crofton, match two, waiting in the deck, on deck. Serving first will be the Eagles, and Gebhardt will be serving for Lutheran High Northeast. This whole match started out, remember, with a delay because there was no air in any of the volleyballs. And it's just been great since. Here comes the serve by Gebhardt. Nikolai set up over the middle. Prevet blocked right back over on St. Cecilia's side. It's 1-0 Lutheran High Northeast. Lutheran High Northeast, runner-ups last year, state champions in 2011-2010. And they're trying to get back to the semifinals for their fourth straight year. Pass over. Here is Sheehy. Blocked, but it goes wide. So we're tied at one here in this fifth set. And back to serve will be Claire Hamburger. Hamburger. Her serve taken by Euler. Set up by Gebhardt. Here's Sunderman over the blockers. Dug out by Hamburger. Set up. Prevet over the middle. Partially blocked by Sunderman. Right back over to St. Cecilia. Sheehy on the far side. Dug out back row. Set up. Here's Euler. She gets it to the back row. Set up again and pushed over by Blackman. They set it up. Here's Sunderman over the middle. Got it through the blockers. And down. Farmer tried to get to it. It's 2-1 now. Lutheran High Northeast. Morgan Sunderman working that middle really well for Lutheran High Northeast. Euler back to serve now for the Eagles. Back row over here on the near side. Sheehy taken back row by Euler. Blackman just sets it over. Set up. Here's a dink over. Here's Blackman again. Hits it over, and it is long. Just wide. Two all here in game five. So St. Cecilia will send Sheehy back to serve. See if they can get on a run here. Rathke, Blackman, here's Sunderman. Just kind of, just softly hit it over. Hamburger went to set it up, went right off her hands and out. It's 3-2 now in favor of Lutheran High Northeast. And in to serve now will be Hannah Knapp. First one to 15. 3-2, Lutheran High Northeast. Knapp serve. Dug out by Farmer. Set up by Prevet. Here's Nikolai, and she puts it down to the back row. It was dug out by Wolf, but she couldn't get it across the net. We're tied at 3. Might just go point for point for point, back and forth. Here's Prevet serve. Wolf set up behind Sunderman. Off the blockers, dug out by Prevet. Hamburger sets it up. Nikolai, cross court. Got it down, and it's 4-3. St. Cecilia's taking the advantage. Might just be what they needed here. Volleyball comes in from the crowd. St. Cecilia with the serve and with a one-point lead here in game five. Here's Prevett's serve. Taken back row. Gebhardt sets it up. Sunderman blocked and back over the side on the Eagles, and it's 5-3 St. Cecilia. So early advantage, Hawkett, in this fifth and deciding game. Prevet serve. Gebhardt sets it up high. Here's Kelsey Sunderman. dug out. Claire Hamburger, Nikolai again, blocked, and again they can't dig it out. She has just been unstoppable there. It's 6-3 now. And timeout, Lutheran High Northeast. The Hawkettes come out, take a three-point lead in this fifth game, and may have gotten the momentum that they lost in game four back on their side, and maybe just enough to carry them through now to that 15 points, because they definitely have the advantage now. They can just halt Lincoln High Northeast from getting a run. They can move on to the semifinals tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. at Grand Island Senior High. But Lutheran High Northeast has not been a team that has easily put away. They have always come back. Third game was really the only one they really did not have much fight from. St. Cecilia leads at 6-3 here in the fifth game. Here's the serve by Prevent. Back row, Wolf. Gebhardt sets it up. Sunderman blocked, but this time it goes out. No, they're going to call it good. 7-3 in favor of St. Cecilia. Oh, they're halfway there now. Here's the serve again, right to the middle to Wolf. Gebhardt over the middle this time. Blocked. Back at him. 8-3, St. Cecilia. Lutheran High Northeast run might be coming to an end. Three years in a row they've been in the state championship match, and it might come to an end here this morning. Sunderman, it's blocked out this time. It's 8-4. St. Cecilia, all they need to do is just keep adding a point here or there and keep Lutheran High from getting on a run. Meyer checks in. It's 8-4, St. Cecilia. Service, win in the middle. Hamburger, Nikolai, through the blockers and down. Right through. Threaded both blockers. 9-4, St. Cecilia. Here's the serve by Kosler. Kosler, deep. Set up. Gebhardt hits it long. 10-4. St. Cecilia, and Lutheran High takes their last timeout. 10-4 here in Game 5. We're back at 30 on KHAS.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
1230 KHAS.
Advantage is St. Cecilia's here in this fifth and final game in this first round of the Class C2 State High School Volleyball Tournament. 10-4 St. Cecilia. They just need five to wrap it up. And they are feeling they can knock off this Lincoln High Northeast team. Set up high. Here's the shot by Rathke. It's going to be hit out. Hit out by Kosler. It's 10-5. And back to serve will be Madison Spence for Lutheran High. To Nikolai. She's been unstoppable. And again, it's hit out by Spence, and it's 11-5, St. Cecilia. So now St. Cecilia just needs four. Jump serve by Nikolai, back row. Set up far side over to Rathke. She tips it over. Farmer's there. Hamburger put over the middle by Skoke, and then again, Skoke was right there with the block, and it's 12-5, St. Cecilia. Jump serve by Nikolai, back corner, pass, set over to Rathke, cross court, right there's Hamburger, set up now for Claire. Claire puts it over, and it's in the back line. 13-5. St. Cecilia needs two to advance to the semifinals tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. at Grand Island Senior High. Here's Nikolai serve. Back row pass. Set up really high. Here's a shot across court and in. That time, nicely done by Euler. And it's 13-6. But St. Cecilia, they have the advantage, just needing two. Rathke back to serve. Ariana Rathke for Lutheran High Northeast. Service is over. Taken here in the near corner by Farmer. Claire Hamburger, here's... Oh, a nice shot by Scope over. 14-6. Lucy Scoe, the freshman. And it's 14-6. Game point, St. Cecilia. They look to advance to the semifinals. Set up. Gebhardt gets it through the blockers and down. 14-7. Here comes the serve by Gebhardt. Floats it over here to the back row. Set up high. Sheehy off the block and down, and this one's over. 15-7, St. Cecilia. They win it in five, 3-2. And St. Cecilia will advance on to the semifinals tomorrow morning against either Palmyra or Crofton. That game is coming up next. We'll wrap it up from Grand Island Northwest right after this. 30-second timeout on AM 1230, KHAS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Well, it does not turn out to be year four for Lutheran High Northeast. They won the state championship in 10 and 11 and then runner-ups last year, but not to make the semifinals this year. Hastings, St. Cecilia, the Hawkettes advance on as they win it in five, 24-26, 25-20, 25-16, 24-26, 15-7, and they move on now to the next round. They will be able to play Palmyra or Crofton tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Huge thanks to our sponsors. And we have, again, volleyball action tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ, Axtell. We'll be taking on Howes Dodge. Have that one for you tonight at around 8:30. I'm Mark Baldwin. Again, our final, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it in 5, 3-2. Have a great morning, everyone.
The following state tournament volleyball broadcast has been brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports. For more, log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com.